Support for Rock Island Lions comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 25 years. Information is available at qcbt.com.
This is Roel Tweet on Rock Island. High on the limestone bluffs of Calhoun County, Illinois, near where the Illinois and Mississippi rivers meet, sits a grand ancient stone house. No one has lived in the house for generations. It is slowly falling to ruin, not so much from time and the elements as from a young lady's overactive imagination. The stone house was built in 1848 by Azariah Sweeten, a mason from England. He hewed limestone blocks from the bluff behind the house and slaked lime in his own kiln for plaster. With walls 3 feet thick, standing 4 stories tall, with 5 fireplaces, a grand ballroom, a dining room seating 30 at a single table, and with walnut trim throughout, the Sweeten house was impressive. Azariah Sweeten died in 1871, and the property was bought by Cyrus Hartwell, who lived there until 1894, and so the story of the stone house might have gone on to the present had it not been for Cyrus Hartwell's niece, Mary Hartwell Catherwood, a writer of historical romance novels. When she discovered that there had been a murder near the house in Sweeten's time, 2 men got into an argument during a military muster, Mary's imagination shifted into full gear. By the time she was through, the murder had been moved inside to the grand ballroom, where 2 rival suitors fought for the hand of a young woman until one killed the other before her horrified eyes. Now, at exactly midnight on the anniversary of the murder, a brown bloodstain appears on the stone hearth of the fireplace. A story like that is all a stone house needs to get other stories going. Before long, there were tales of other murders in the house, one at a drunken housewarming party when the house was first built, another between 2 quarreling brothers. Then came the rumor that Sweeten had buried a fortune in gold beneath one of the floors during the Civil War. Even a stone house can't stand up to stories like that. Over the years, vandals have torn up most of the flooring looking for the gold. Souvenir stones are missing, taken by thrill seekers at midnight. The staircase is half gone. If you have any thought of rescuing the stone house before it's too late, you'd better come up with a good story.
Rock Island Lines is underwritten by the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency, and Augustana College, Rock Island.